Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A last-minute snag delaying the Israeli government's approval of the Gaza ceasefire deal that was announced on Wednesday. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu accusing Hamas of reneging on parts of the agreement. But the White House National Security Communications Advisor, John Kirby, says...
We're confident that we're going to be able to start implementing it on Sunday. There are some implementing details that still need to be ironed out. We're working with the Israelis on that very, very hard right now. But we're confident that we're going to get there.
The deal calls for the release of 33 Israeli hostages in exchange for hundreds of Palestinians being held in Israeli prisons. Overnight, there were more Israeli airstrikes in Gaza. They killed scores of Palestinians, according to the Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry. In South Korea, a court has upheld the detention of impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol, the court rejecting a challenge put forward by his lawyers. American Cancer Society's annual report shows higher rates of cancer among women between the ages of 50 and 64. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Last year, educators and advocates were thrilled when the legislature passed a bipartisan law to overhaul how kids learn how to read in Wisconsin. We joined other states moving toward what's called the science of reading approach. It's backed by data and research. Now, if you're going to take up a project that big, it's going to cost money. But schools are still waiting on that money. Here's Jimmy Kuska.
Wisconsin's new reading program under Act 20 could be on its way towards being an unfunded mandate by the state legislature. $50 million is held up in the Joint Finance Committee over a disagreement between Republicans in the legislature and Governor Tony Evers on how the money should be spent. The already approved funding was tabbed for materials and training for staff at schools to implement phonics-based literacy for elementary school students. If the money isn't released by June 30th, the funds go back into the state surplus.
State Superintendent Jill Underley has demanded multiple times now that the legislature release the money that they promised. The Madison Metropolitan School District is starting renovations paid for by you, the taxpayer. Voters approved a $607 million referendum for the district in November. $500 million of that will go toward capital projects. District staff say they've already started working on those plans. They expect to do all these projects in three phases. And up first, we'll be replacing the buildings at City High School and Blackhawk Middle School and Gompers Elementary. There will be public meetings in early March where people can contribute their ideas and give feedback. City High School, Blackhawk, and Gompers are expected to be finished in 2027. Phase two will be Toki Middle School, Orchard Ridge Elementary, and Cherokee Heights. And the final phase will be to rebuild Sennett Middle School and renovate Anana and Crestwood Elementary Schools. School board members plan to release one update every month on planning and construction to keep the community informed about their progress. Meanwhile, the school board will vote on a construction management company at its meeting January 27th. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
A Packers coach has a job interview. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, Green Bay Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley has been invited by the New York Jets to interview for their head coaching position. How did the Packers defense perform under Hafley? Matt LaFleur.
You make the necessary adjustments and you put your guys in position, and then ultimately those guys got to go out there and execute. And I thought Hafley did an outstanding job, and it's not just Haf, it's our entire defensive staff did a really good job with that.
Mike McCarthy interviewed last night with the Chicago Bears. NBA. The Bucks with a win at home, 122-93 over the Orlando Magic. Giannis with 26 points. Damian Lillard led with 30.
You know, one of the main things was pace. Just seeing it on film and seeing how much better my rhythm to the game is and my timing and just my movements are when I get the ball up the floor with pace. It's good for our team, but it's also been good for me.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today, although we will see a little sunshine off and on at times. Our high right around 33 this afternoon. Tonight, 21. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high near 40. And then after that, hang on, it's going to get really cold later this weekend into the first part of next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Brad Schimmel, a J6 sympathizer, and he wants to be your next Wisconsin Supreme Court justice. When he was Attorney General of Wisconsin, he spent thousands of dollars on memorial coins.
I would have been fired.
That stood
if
for
I'd done that.
Kicking ass every day. Hey, if you got to get a coin that says it, you're probably not
with
doing it.
With your face on it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, Jimmy Kay is in for Rocker with a Max Inc. preview.
And we'll tell you about the John and Gordy Great Ticket Giveaway.
You won't believe who we've got tickets for.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Homes have been destroyed. Schools have been destroyed. Small businesses have been destroyed. Churches and synagogues and mosques have been destroyed or are in harm's way. And it is unconscionable that Republicans are suggesting imposing right-wing partisan conditions in order for California taxpayers to receive their tax dollars. California is one of those states, in fact, that sends about five times as much to the federal government every year than they get back in return. And so we've got to be there for the people of California. We will be there for the people of California, just as we have been for others across the country.
Thank you, Leader Jeffries. Mm-hmm. Oh, five times. Is that the number? That's why the stupid burns as much as it does. We are the largest, I would think, giver state in the union. All right, let's
if I'm going to get bad news, I want it from him because he's very handsome.
Dr. Irwin Redletter joins us now. MSNBC medical expert.
He's leading us through the gloom.
Dr. Irwin Redletter.
And now he enters.
Gary became Dr.
Dr. Irwin Redletter is the founding director of the National Center for Disaster Preparedness and senior research scholar. Hello, Doc. Hello from the center of the fire and disinformation inferno here in Los Angeles. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you. And our hearts are broken for California and all the people that are there. And this is going to go down as one of the worst disasters in 100 years in the United States. And it's a big wound for the whole country. I mean, LA is an iconic city. You know, it does remind me of when 9/11 happened.
Yeah.
And even though it happened in a relatively tiny area of lower Manhattan, it was felt around the world, and especially by Americans who felt very vulnerable. And I think the same thing is about this level of destruction in one of America's greatest world's greatest cities.
By the way, Doc, it's funny. Someone brought up 9/11 yesterday. I hate to say this, but this is not new. Republicans, playing politics with disasters. I mean, we go through this every time. You know, it's only both sides don't do it. There's only like blue states, red states when it's, it hits a blue area. Someone brought up 9/11 and said if Democrats had been in charge, there wouldn't have been a whole we like there was. It was because Democrats came together to get behind George W. Bush. You could only imagine what they would have done if 9/11 happened on a Democratic president's watch. But anyway, here we are.
Here we are. And, Steph, it's hard to imagine what actually happens in the minds of Republicans who are dismissive of what's going on or resistant to do what what the right thing is because it's a democratic state. What actually happens to the just the human instinct of kind and responsive in an emergency that I thought most people had, but I don't know what to make of it.
You famously founded the Disaster Preparedness Center. I mean, is there a way to prepare for a disaster of this magnitude? I mean, you retweeted someone who said, "I don't understand the hate for Gavin Newsom. This is one of the worst natural disasters seen in decades. Nothing would have stopped it." And you said, "Agreed." And climate change, global warming is real and setting the planet up for disasters that are unimaginable. We must deal with this most urgent crisis with the focus it deserves. I just said last hour, Doc, I mean, think of it. Any of us remember growing up the amount magnitude of climate disasters happening? They weren't. I mean, this is the worst ever.
Yeah, so,
in LA.
Failure, right, Steph, you know, the failure to recognize that there's a huge element of this relative new frequency and new magnitude of disasters. There's a way to deal with this, and it has to do with controlling global warming, which is a term I actually prefer to climate change. But whatever, we know that situation is getting worse. Places like really all of California are now vulnerable to this kind of fire. And the other thing that could be done potentially is a lot more readiness of the population.
Right.
Does everyone have a go bag? Do we know we're going to take with us? Do we know how we get out of harm's way if we had to in an emergency situation? And that should be part of the instinct, the reaction immediately of people that live in risk areas, whether it's hurricanes or fires or earthquakes or whatever. But the point is, we've got to deal with climate change.
Yeah, I'm not good at that. I told Jody, I'm like, I don't have a go bag, but my bike and the wine, I don't know.
Use one of those Camelbacks and put wine in it.
No, but he's correct.
A big enough car for the wine.
Now, I just was handed this piece you wrote, and despite having dated Evelyn Wood for a while, I've not had time to read this yet. I'm making that up. You wrote Protecting Children in Physical and Psychological Harm's Way in the L.A. Fire Disaster. Man, this is a scary time to be a kid for a number of reasons, but talk about that a little bit. I mean, people don't understand what this is like. You know, obviously, kids, pets, you know what I mean? And you're suddenly, where do you go? What do you do? How do you?
Right.
But go ahead.
Right. So, no, but this is the concept of making sure that population vulnerability is taken into account in planning. So it also applies, by the way, to older people, people with disabilities, mobility challenges, and so on. But for children, there's a particular vulnerability that has to do with the fact that they can't really get out of harm's way by themselves. They have all kinds of special needs, and the psychological impact of a sudden emergency panic-fueled evacuation from their home is very traumatic for most children, and we need to be prepared to deal with that. What I put out in that blog post that you're referring to are the guidelines for what happens to children psychologically, what can happen physically. The environment now is filled with toxins, both from the fire, the burning, the ash, the debris, and as well as the fire retardant materials that are used by firefighters to put out the flames. This is a toxic danger zone for children who have now suddenly entirely lost their sense of normalcy.
Safety,
of
yeah.
place.
Yeah.
Nobody is going back to those places that have been destroyed for a long time. It's going to be years and years of recovery for Los Angeles, unfortunately. And children will feel the brunt of that.
Yeah. Fortunately, Trump will be president. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Paul Offit, the pediatrician, he specializes in treating infectious diseases. He just wrote a piece, Dangerous Time to Be a Child. He just said he begins by objecting to the media descriptions of Bobby Kennedy as a vaccine skeptic, saying he is making false claims about vaccines that have been proven safe and effective for decades now. He said he claims the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine causes autism despite more than a dozen studies performed in seven countries on three continents involving thousands of children showing that it doesn't. When asked about the polio vaccine, Mr. Kennedy claimed it caused an explosion in soft tissue cancers that killed many, many, many more people than polio ever did. Setting aside the fact that an explosion in soft tissue cancers hasn't occurred, studies comparing children who received early batches of polio vaccine with unvaccinated children found no differences in cancer incidence. I mean, again, of all the horrors, the parade of horribles we're seeing in these confirmation hearings, we haven't even gotten to Bobby Kennedy yet, right? I mean, talk about how alarmed doctors are.
Well, listen, I've been reaching out personally to senators that I have access to that are on the two key committees that will confirm or not confirm Bobby Kennedy Jr. That's the Senate Finance Committee and a committee called HELP, stands for Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions. Those committees are chaired by Republicans now, Mike Crapo in Finance and Bill Cassidy in the HELP Committee. I know both of them. They're both, reasonable guys that I've worked with before, and I'm imploring them to get their members to vote nay for the confirmation of Bobby Kennedy Jr.
Thank you.
He is really, really dangerous. Mm-hmm. I worry about Bobby Kennedy Jr. running an 80,000 person organization with a $1.8 trillion budget that will determine and influence health policy for children and everybody else. And, this is an outrageous. This is like he's like the worst possible selection to run
things,
a health agency.
Doug, there's things I hadn't even heard the particulars of that he believes that are so crazy. As someone that lost, a loved one to AIDS, as most of us did in the 80s, Dr. Offit said he found particularly disturbing Kennedy's conclusion that getting infected with HIV does not result in coming down with AIDS. I can assure you it does. He said in his book, Mr. Kennedy cites AIDS denialists who believe that AIDS wasn't widely spread, was not transmitted from person to person, and was most likely caused by recreational drugs like poppers and the antiviral drug AZT. He calls the use of AZT mass murder. It is a dangerous time to be a child in the United States should Kennedy win confirmation, Dr. Offit concludes. I mean, it's not just crazy ideas, go ahead. Yeah.
It's very bad, but we do have some Democrats who are also leaning toward him because he has some ideas about reforming healthcare or dealing with the drug companies or bad products in processed foods and so on. They're using that as an excuse to say, well, maybe he'll be okay, but he won't be okay.
Oh, God.
And I think, one of the things that I'm imploring people to do on my outreach is please call your senator, even if the senator is not on one of those key committees, please let them know to encourage their colleagues to reject the nomination of Bobby Kennedy Jr.
Yeah.
One of the worst appointments in a horrendous selection of people that Trump wants in his government.
So let me just say, in the midst of this, being in the LA fires right now, Trump has called the climate crisis a hoax, has vowed to gut fuel drilling regulations. More than 50,000 scientists on Monday implored U.S. lawmakers to consider the incoming administration's respect for science as they vote on cabinet nominees and provide oversight of the Trump White House. Well, I'm sorry, just the phrase oversight of the Trump White House made me laugh because there isn't going to be any. But, they asked Congress to defend the science and scientists that keep America safe. I mean, I think that's our biggest fight right now is the fight against despair because you just go
Trump has done, not only when he was president the last time, but in the 4 years since that time, he's undermined the reliability of scientific judgment. And they're calling it just another opinion, like there's science and then there's the crackpot opinions, and the crackpot opinions that give as much weight as the scientific opinions. That is going to be a difficult belief set to eliminate or neutralize. And I think they've been successful, the Republicans and Trump and MAGA, in undermining our basic faith in the importance of science in making policy decisions. And we're going to pay a big price for that.
One last one, speaking of a difficult time to be a kid, hundreds of thousands of Ohio children are enrolled in Medicaid, which could be in for major changes and cuts as the new administration takes hold, with authors and proponents of Project 2025 nominated for key roles. I mean, as a pediatrician, you must just, it really is a terrible time to be a child in America. And I can imagine how, I swear to God, those St. Jude's commercials, by the way, the kids make me cry, but not as much as the parents crying make me cry. And what it's like to be a parent now, right?
It's really difficult to be a parent. And, you know, and I think at some point the American public will realize that we've made a really, really grave mistake here. It's just going to take a long time to fix it. You know, it's sort of like big damage is done politically, like big damage was done by these fires. And it just takes much, much longer than we'd like for things to go back to some level of normalcy in terms of the functioning of government. And, you know, what we're doing to our children has all kinds of consequences for their future and our future. And, you know, hopefully better, smarter heads will prevail and we won't see the horror story that Trump and his team are promising right now.
As I once told Whitney Houston, I believe children are the future. And she just took that and ran. All right, Doc,
really?
That is not true.
That is such a lie.
Thank you so much for
Oh, my God.
I love you.
Work to do there, Steph. All right. I'm sorry.
All right. All right.
Yeah.
All right. I despair for comedy this morning. Goodbye. Thank you, Doc.
Bye, guys.
All right.
Thanks,
21 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Freedom From Religion Foundation. Is this the time or what? I'm just saying. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. They're a leading voice for the separation of church and state, standing up for your rights as a non-religious free thinker. Whether it's protecting public schools from religious influence, defending freedom of thought, or advocating for, wait for it, science.
Science.
And reason in government. Yikes. When you become a member, you're not just joining a cause, you're joining a community. You get access to exclusive content like their Free Thought Today newspaper, events with top thinkers and activists, and so much more. Go to ffrf.us/Miller or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. This 2025, this year, this is it. This is the year we could protect religious liberty, or, as Melania says,
individual liberty.
Never before. Text fees may apply.
If there was one thing
Stephanie Miller
was sure of, it was that her brand of tuna was best.
Well, if you can't remember the last time you slept all night or didn't feel stressed out during the day, you need to hear about CBD from CB Distillery. They've got great natural solutions for sleep and stress that people cannot stop raving about. Check out some of the 48,000 five-star reviews. The best sleep I've gotten in years. I wake up feeling refreshed and ready to go. And it's not just sleep. They have plant-based solutions for help with stress, moods, and focus, even pain after exercise. All made with high-quality, clean ingredients. I use the relief stick on my back after biking and I love it. There's a lot of CBD out there, but I trust CB Distillery for their commitment to quality. They have over 2 million satisfied customers. They offer 100% money back guarantee. If you're still struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns, maybe it's time to try something different. CBD from CB Distillery. 20% discount to get you started. Visit cbdistillery.com. The code is Stephanie for 20% off. cbdistillery.com. The code is Stephanie at cbdistillery.com.
Look, yo, how do you feel today? Maybe you're a little hungover again, feeling a little embarrassed about a few things? Listen, why haven't you called yet to get help? Man, aren't you tired of feeling this way? So listen, whatever your party drug of choice is, there are ways to get clean and sober, especially if it's messing with your life. Hey man, we all have choices. You can make a choice right here, right now, today, to call the number I'm about to give you and start a brand new life without drugs or booze. I know it's hard to think about this, but imagine how great your life could be. And all it takes is one simple phone call. I've got a team of people standing by ready to check your insurance and let you know what it takes to get clean and sober. Okay, so get ready to save this number, because here it comes.
800-961-2480. 800-961-2480.
800-961-2480. That's 800-961-2480. Paid for by the Detox Treatment Helpline.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In the first week of the new session of the Wisconsin State Legislature, Republicans fast-tracked a measure that would put a question on the ballot in the upcoming spring election that would enshrine voter ID in the state constitution. Two things on this. First, it is telling that Republicans made this their very first order of business. Senate Democratic leader Dianne Hesselbein responded to this, saying it's not cost of living or health care or gun violence that Republicans wanted to focus on, but a constitutional amendment. Telling, isn't it? But that leads to the second piece. Republicans are clearly doing this for politically motivated reasons. By having this on the spring election ballot, they're betting it will make it more likely that people who showed up to vote for Donald Trump in November will be heading to the polls to help elect right-wing candidate Brad Schimmel to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. That election is on April 1st, so buckle up.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Wow, so much to get to with Dr. Doom, so little time. Did you see this story? A breast cancer surgeon had to scrub out mid-surgery to call a United Healthcare representative because the insurance giant questioned whether the procedure she was in the middle of performing was really necessary. She posted her story to Instagram. She said it's 2025, navigating insurance has somehow gotten even worse. Mm-hmm. She literally is like, do you understand? My patient's
I'm
asleep.
I'm in surgery.
She is in the surgery that you approved already.
Right.
But, you know, again, because like one hand didn't know what the other hand was doing. Unbelievable. Don't go all team Luigi Mangione or anything, but I'm just saying insurance. Because we're dealing with it out here. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's going to suck for a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know, be it fires, earthquakes, whatever, what people are dealing with back east with hurricanes. It's just, I understand insurance from the business of making money, but there's got to be a better model for your business model being people over.
How about not for profit?
Yeah. Okay. Kirsten in Detroit. Hello. Hello, Kirsten.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. Go ahead.
Good. I just wanted to wish Chris a happy belated birthday.
Thank
you. He seems very neglected.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And to wish Jody a pre-upcoming birthday
Thank
wish.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. And I was listening the other day to Jean Smart, and her voice really sounds like the Five and Dime.
Oh, that's an enticing. I don't know. Let's find out what thing it might be from. It wouldn't be Designing Women because it was swearing.
Yeah, they're swearing.
Yeah,
so there's no Designing
Sorry.
Women in that.
And no, it's,
and it's
no,
way it's too.
Hacks. We've had that soundbite too long for it to be hacked.
Yes,
yeah,
way,
right.
No,
right. No. Yeah, way pre-hacks. Okay, and we would know because I'm a hack. Okay, what?
Yeah.
What? Merle.
So. I mean, that whole series could be based on you.
Oh, shut up. Merle in Minneapolis. Hello, Merle.
Hello.
Hi, go ahead.
I'm here.
Yes,
go ahead. You have 20 seconds.
Very quickly, I read yesterday that Coca-Cola is producing the all-new Donald Trump Diet Coke. Have you heard
yes,
that?
Yes, yes, oh, yeah. And they presented him with a blah, blah. Dead to me, Coke, you are dead to me. I never drank it anyway.
Well, I
will continue to not drink Coke or listen to Carrie Underwood. So there.
You continue those trends.
29 minutes after the hour. Tara Setmeyer next.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The incoming Secretary of Transportation got bipartisan support on Capitol Hill. Former Wisconsin Congressman and reality TV cast member Sean Duffy had a confirmation hearing yesterday. He was introduced by both Wisconsin Senators Ron Johnson and Tammy Baldwin. During the hearing, Duffy pledged to prioritize safety. And you can help brighten Valentine's Day for Wisconsin veterans, but you only have a couple weeks. Melissa Kay explains.
The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is asking people to help show our veterans how much we appreciate their service and sacrifice. This will be the third year of a new tradition and helps brighten the day for veterans living in housing and recovery program locations in Chippewa Falls, Green Bay, and Union Grove. You can mail your cards no later than January 31st to the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, Attention Veteran Valentines, P.O. Box 7843, Madison, Wisconsin, 53707.
And a cranberry farmer is on a mission to restore Wisconsin wetlands, and he's doing it by building what he calls mock beaver dams. Jim Hoffman lives in Alma Center. He first got interested in this idea after helping a Nordic skiing buddy release an orphaned beaver on his property. They built basically a fake beaver dam and included a stuffed teddy bear for company.
And we dropped the beaver in it. The first thing he did is swim right down the culvert and started swimming around the pond. Unfortunately, that was the last we saw of the beaver named Broadus.
Mock beaver dams can pool more than 500,000 gallons of water during floods. Hoffman hopes to mimic the natural features of beaver dams, including enhancing wildlife habitat, stabilizing eroded stream banks, and improving water quality. There are only a couple other projects like this in the state. Hoffman has spent $20,000 in the past year alone to get his permit. He's hoping to work with the DNR to make it easier for other people to do the same. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today, although we will see a little sunshine off and on at times. Our high right around 33 this afternoon. Tonight, 21. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high near 40. And then after that, hang on, it's going to get really cold later this weekend into the first part of next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 29.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on WMDX, sponsored by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Hey folks, Jimmy K here from Max Inc. Radio. Join me this weekend as I welcome Isaiah and the New People. Plus Terry chats with jazz musician Janet Plant. It's Max Inc. Saturday and Sunday, 6 to midnight across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Asians Face the Fats campaign.
There's going to be one person notably absent on Monday because Michelle Obama will skip Trump's inauguration. And so far, fire. No explanation has been given. What could it be? Some are speculating it's health related and that she came down with an incurable case of integrity.
Good for her. Hey, speaking of fierce women of color, hey, Chris.
What?
Who said the Seneca Project is an unapologetic movement by women, for women, driven by the relentless power of our collective voice? We are galvanizing voters to rise up against the assault on women's freedoms, the erosions of democracy, dangerous threat posed by Donald Trump's presidency. With courage and conviction, we transform our outrage into action using compelling content, rapid response videos, impactful ads to spark the emotional urgency that drives change.
Peppermint Patty.
No! Oh, that was such a bad guess. It's Tara Settmeyer.
Yay!
Joins us now on her virgin voyage on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Tara.
Thank you, guys. Wow, what an intro.
Well, you are founder, CEO of Seneca Project, and more importantly to us, a friend of JoJo from Jurors. So she's
yes,
been...
that's my girl, and you know, fellow Jersey girls seem to find each other, you know, and her support of my effort with my co-founder Michelle Kinney of the Seneca Project. Michelle's a New Yorker, so you got a New Yorker and a tough Jersey girl out here advocating for women and democracy, and not obeying in advance like a lot of other people are. So thank you for having me.
Oh my God. Okay. And I get to have a three-way with you and JoJo from Jurors in D.C.
Stephanie, stop hitting on her.
Well, JoJo and I are going to get married, and then just for the publicity and the social media, Tara, and then we're immediately going to go get annulled. But, you know, not after a little honeymoon.
Well, no, you can't get annulled with that.
My husband might have something to say about that.
He's invited.
You know what? Well,
no.
I guess, you know, that makes it all right.
No, I've been a fan, and JoJo, you know, said, you know, should I invite her to do Sexy Liberals? I didn't know you lived in Maryland. I was like, yeah, absolutely.
Virginia.
Virginia, been a fan of yours on TV, but oh my God, you are joining Representative Jamie Raskin and George Conway and Olivia Troy and Officer Harry Dunn and, of course, JoJo. And what an amazing panel for this Saturday. Join us live at the Warner Theater or pay-per-view, only $20. Can I just say, though, I loved your, you blue skied. You said, once again, a woman Republican senator sells out women in favor of a sexual degenerate for political expediency. Cognitive dissonance is a hell of a drug. Joni Ernst should be ashamed of herself. Thank you. A former Republican strategist. So talk a little bit about, I thought that was so shameful myself, the Joni Ernst, who is a combat veteran, victim of sexual assault. You know, getting bullied into supporting Pete Hegseth.
Yes. Excited about Saturday. All my friends on that panel. It's going to be awesome. So, yes, everybody come check us out at the Warner Theater. The more frustrating thing is, like, you expect it kind of from...
That word. You can say
sorry.
That Saturday.
Sorry.
Sorry, go ahead.
But you know, you have all of this energy that you would think would be coming from the men, right? We're already getting that. But then when you have women who have gone through these experiences and who know better, there's a lot of men who know better too, but the women, it cuts deeper. Yeah. You know, I looked at what was unfolding with Pete Hegseth and I'm like, this is Kavanaugh 2.0, but worse. Because you could argue however you feel about Brett Kavanaugh, at least he was qualified, right? Minus how you feel about his opinions. But at least he was qualified to be a judge. Pete Hegseth is not qualified in any way, shape, or form, despite the fact that he's a despicable person. So and Joni Ernst knows this.
Yeah.
He knows it.
I like to call him Judge Drunky McRapey, which could also apply to Pete.
The same thing, but it was the same things, right? It was character. Yeah, it was the drunkenness. It was his attitude. It was the sham FBI investigation where they didn't really go and talk to the right people. Yeah. All of that to run cover and the defiance and then the Republicans running cover for him. And you saw during Kavanaugh, women pleading with senators to say, our experiences should matter. You should care. This person should not be on the Supreme Court. Are you going to look at me and tell me my experiences as a sexual assault survivor don't matter? You know, that was very powerful stuff. And even that did not move some Republican senators, including women, right? I believe Susan Collins ended up caving. So this time...
Oh, God, really? That's so shocking.
Yeah, I know, right?
So this time, was she concerned, though?
Yeah, she was very concerned. She wrote a strongly worded letter. Yeah. This time around with Joni Ernst in the position that she's in, not only as a military veteran, as a sexual assault survivor, she knows good well that he's not qualified and shouldn't be anywhere near the Pentagon. And it betrays everything and all the work that she had, the good work that she had done bipartisanly with Kirsten Gillibrand on sexual assault in the military. Like, it's it's the reason why people hate politicians. It's the reason why people check out and go, why do we bother? Because you have people like her that are worried about getting reelected. The reason why she did this is because Republicans threatened her with a primary. MAGA went after her in Iowa, started running ads. Elon Musk was threatening her with financing a primary opponent, and she caved.
Yep.
And, you know, I think that that is despicable and shame on her. And we should not let her get away with it. She should be called to the carpet about being the hypocrite sellout that she is, particularly for women, every time she's in public.
I always say that it's not just going to be how despicable Trump is. It's the cowardice of this Republican Party.
Yes.
Now, I don't know if you and Olivia Troy and George Conway ever thought you would be on a show called The Sexy Liberal Show in D.C. Oh, George Conway. Oh, did I forget to mention him? George Conway won't be there.
Exactly.
But when I interviewed him, he didn't realize that that's my dad, the Miller and Goldwater Miller. He thought I just liked political memorabilia. But that is, in fact, my daddy. And, I would ask the same thing, is what has happened to your party? And I say this over and over again. It seems like you guys know how to fight better, because it is you and the Michael Steeles and the David Frums and, you know, that are kind of speaking truth to power, whoever's bending the knee, you know.
Yeah.
Just talk to us. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I've known George, and I knew Kellyanne way before I knew George. Right. Kellyanne Conway and I were friends for 20 years. I mean, I was a wide-eyed, bushy-tailed Republican in college in D.C. at George Washington in the 90s. And I came up through that whole ecosystem, and watching all of those people sell their souls for power and relevance was really alarming and disconcerting and just heartbreaking for me, because I actually was in it because I believed in conservative principles and thought that we all had the same basic love of country, rule of law, respect for the Constitution. We just had different ideas on how we got to solving the problems. Apparently, that wasn't true. Apparently, those people believed in nothing. They're all nihilists. And watching that transformation was just crazy. And I was always a never Trumper. And from day one, like I said, I'm from Jersey. I grew up there, and I knew Donald Trump and what a BS artist he was, and how he decimated Atlantic City. And just, I was like, are you people serious? And so did Kellyanne, by the way. And
thank you.
But yet, right? She got the opportunity to be the first female campaign manager to win, you know, for Republicans and blah, blah, blah. And that power and relevance is very intoxicating for a lot of people. And she bought into it, and it cost her her family. I hope it was worth it for you, Kellyanne. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, you know, all of these people that made that decision, they're going to have to answer for that one day. And I don't want to be anywhere near them when Judgment Day comes for them.
Yeah.
But I know that I'm on the right side, and people like Michael Steele and others who are still trying to save the party from within or hold the party accountable from within, I say God bless and good luck.
Yeah.
I left the party in 2020 because I tried to do that. And my good friend Michael Steele, who's been a friend and mentor for over 25 years, I was just with him yesterday at the Martin Luther King Jr. annual breakfast event. Good luck, God bless, but the party needs to be burned to the ground and something else can come from the ashes. But there is no hope for this party now. It's basically a Klan rally.
Yeah.
And I think that people need to face that reality and try to hold them accountable, burn it to the ground, and then we can try to build something new, because we need diversity of thought. We need, a plurality of thought in this country for a healthy democracy. But this current iteration of the Republican Party ain't it.
Yeah.
It's a fascist movement.
Sure. Jojo from Jersey and I both tried to get Michael Steele to Sexy Liberal by offering unmentionable things, but he has to go to New York. But
he's not, he has a show.
He's busy.
He's a little busy now.
I think he stays Republican just to annoy me, but I could be wrong.
listen, he's trying to make it more difficult for them, because as long as he stays in the party, they can't say, well, you're not a Republican anymore. You know, he's doing the work that he can do from the platform he has, and I applaud him for it. I bust his chops about it all the time, but deep down inside, he knows that the party left him. And but he's trying to do what he can do, I appreciate him for it.
He just went right at Joe Scarborough to his face about bending the knee. And I'm like, look at Olivia Troy, your friend who's going to be on panel with you as well. That's real courage. That's somebody with something to lose that has real courage that worked in the Trump administration. And I feel like in many ways, you guys were the loudest voices trying to warn us. And so tell us about how you felt, all of you, in that sort of ex-Republican, never-Trump movement, that people didn't listen. I mean, obviously, again, not a mandate, 1.5 points, but still, I mean, how did it feel?
It was 10 times worse than when he won the first time.
Yeah.
Like, 10 times worse. Because the first time around, you could rationalize, make excuses for people who are not as engaged or low information voters who thought that he was this, they bought into the BS of him being this great businessman and they felt connected to him because of The Apprentice. And there was a lot of bad blood and decades of, you know, propaganda against Hillary. I was part of that. I admit the roles that I played, and, you know, having a different perspective looking back now, I'm like, yeah, that was really stupid. Like, what were we thinking? But anyway, so there was a lot in that.
Listen, I voted for Reagan. That's my dark secret. When I
was not a good
Listen, well, as a dumb okay USC kid. So
look, I'm okay with that. But, you know, this time around, there was no effing excuse.
Yeah.
None.
Yeah.
Like, you, after you saw what he did with the first administration, after the hundreds of thousands of people who needlessly died from COVID because of his gross mismanagement of it.
Yeah.
After January 6th, I am the granddaughter of a police captain and the wife of a federal law enforcement agent. I am a huge supporter of law enforcement. I worked on federal law enforcement issues when I was a congressional staffer. This is very important to me. I grew up blue collar in a fireman policeman household.
Yeah.
Married to one. January 6th was one of the worst days in this country in history.
Yeah.
And the fact that Republicans who sanctimoniously would run around Capitol Hill with their pocket constitutions and talking about Blue Lives Matter and the rule of law would still support Donald Trump and his insurrection, given what they did to our Capitol, to our Constitution, to the rule of law, to the individuals, to the police officers, all of that. And they were still like, yeah, this is our guy. And all of that, and the American people looked at all of that and said, yeah, the price of eggs are too high. Biden's too old. We're mad at, you know, I don't know, some phantom thing about trans kids. So we're going to vote that guy back in.
Yeah.
It was awful. And it took me a minute. I'm pretty tough, and I'm really resilient. But the results of that election, it took me a couple days.
Yeah.
It took me a couple days.
Yeah.
I cried a lot of tears.
Listen, we have so much in common to talk about this Saturday. I also have history with Kellyanne Conway in the 90s. I hosted Equal Time with Babe Buchanan on CNBC.
Yeah.
And
I remember that.
But, you know, Kellyanne and Ann Coulter and all that, they were like all the blonde Republican whatever talking point ladies, they were all the same. You know, I was like, is there a difference between any of these? But anyway, it's something started happening. You're right. With just like, I've got to just say more and more outrageous to get, you know, sell books or get whatever. Cause that's when it started. When they all used to just be, like you say, we had differences about, you know,
policy.
But it just, at some point, I mean, I'm a gay woman. Barry Goldwater was, you know, openly pro-gay rights and pro-choice on the Senate floor in the 80s. Like, this has been quite a process that this Republican Party has just become. I don't know what my dad and Goldwater would not even vaguely, you know, recognize it.
Yeah, I mean, those of us who are, you know, I'm 49 and I was in the party for almost 30 years. I don't recognize it. Not even that 10 from 10 years ago. I don't recognize it. Like, who are these people? It's like invasion of the political bot snatchers. I don't know who these people are.
Yeah.
And maybe were they always this craven? Were they always this awful? Or is this an act? And they that wasn't, or was that an act, and this is really who they are. I don't know. But yeah. My husband often says that this time period that we've been in has been really revelatory. It's really revealed who people are. And, you know, Martin Luther King, since we're coming up on his birthday was actually yesterday, but the commemoration of it this weekend and just having Trump's inauguration on that day is just an added gut punch. But it also is invigorating because it reminds us of how in difficult times that we as a country, when we are collectively together in our righteous anger, can make a difference. It may not happen immediately, but it happens. And Martin Luther King said, you know, the true measure of a man is not how they behave in a time of comfort and convenience, but when it's in a time of controversy. That's where we are. We have been watching the true measure of men and women in this country during this Trump era. And we're really starting to see who people are.
Yeah. And we're in the vortex of it, Tara, out here in L.A. And just the vortex of disinformation, cruelty, playing political games, just pure lies about what's happening. So we're going to blow off some steam on Saturday. I don't know if we've warned you. We're very clingy here in the Stephanie Miller family. I picture you and JoJo and I doing shots. I think Frangela is going to have you, like, cornered in the bar going, girl, you stay in the light with us now. You stay.
Oh, my gosh. listen, I'm here for it. Like I said, when you're I'm a tough Jersey girl. It's in my DNA. I'm incapable of BS, and I have a strong tolerance. So we're good. We're good.
Cannot wait to see you. Give you a big hug Saturday. SexyLiberal.com. Get those tickets. It's so nice to meet you finally, Tara.
Thanks, Tara.
There she
Thank
goes.
Thank you. Likewise.
What a rock star. What a rock star. Hey, now. Okay. 50 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth.
Cozy Earth.
Oh, thank God. I wouldn't go if I couldn't bring my Cozy Earth pajamas.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's bad enough I got to leave my Cozy Earth sheets and my comforter and my duvet cover. Cover,
wow.
And my Cozy Earth towels. I'm just saying, everything else feels like sandpaper next to Cozy Earth. It's just the soft, and they get softer with every wash, the Cozy Earth sheets.
That's the important part.
100-night sleep trial. And for cozy nights and relaxed mornings, the Bamboo Pajama Set, another must-have, soft, breathable, sleeps cooler than cotton, keeping you perfectly comfortable. A better year starts with better sleep. Wrap yourself in Cozy Earth. I very, very carefully picked out my black long-sleeve Cozy Earth pajamas to go to D.C.
All right.
Yeah. It's my biggest packing decision. CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Use my exclusive code Stephanie for up to 40% off. The hoochie dress is optional. You know, whatever. Whatever. Fill in hoochie, sexy liberal dress here. Whatever. Doesn't matter.
You're going to show your stuff.
Yeah. The important thing is the pajamas. CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. And if you get that post-purchase survey, mention you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller.
Stephanie Miller.
Look what the homosexuals have done to me.
Well, the state of the world today can make you feel angry, depressed, and overwhelmed, right? Like we're going in the wrong direction. There's nothing we can do about it. But there are many ways you can make a difference and make the world a little bit better. One small but easy thing you can do is switch your phone company to Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile is a progressive phone company. Every month, Credo donates to progressive nonprofits that work for a better world, like Friends of the Earth, March for Our Lives, Reproductive Freedom for All, over $95 million over the years. And those nonprofits need our help now more than ever. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company. You get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, and great deals on new phones. You can even bring your current phone. Switching to Credo Mobile is a smart and easy way to make a difference. Just go to CredoMobile.com, and for Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25. Learn more at CredoMobile.com. One more time, that is CredoMobile.com. The code is STEPH25. It's a new year, and it's time to make a difference. Have you been thinking about supporting a cause that really matters? Now's the time to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. FFRF is a leading voice for the separation of church and state. They're standing up for your rights as a non-religious free thinker, whether it's protecting public schools from religious influence, defending freedom of thought, or advocating for science and reason in government. And when you become a member, you're not just joining a cause, you're joining a community. You'll get access to exclusive content like their free Thought Today newspaper, events with top thinkers and activists, and so much more. Ready to take action? Visit ffrf.us/Miller today, or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511, and become a member today. Text Miller to 511-511. Together, we can make 2025 the year we protect our religious liberties like never before. Text fees may apply. It's never been more important than right now. Visit ffrf.us/Miller today.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 608-384-0897. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 608-384-0897. That's 608-384-0897.
This message is sponsored by WiskCaregiver.com. People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WiskCaregiver.com gets you started. Choose between two great options. Become a CDCP, Certified Direct Care Professional, or a CNA, Certified Nurse Aide. Training is free. Plus, earn a $500 bonus. It's easy to start your new career. Learn more at WiskCaregiver.com.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, too late. I've already gone.
Yeah.
Sue in Rockville, hello.
Hey there. That was great. I look forward to meeting Tara on Saturday. That
yes.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah, she's amazing.
I want to mention two quick things. Michelle Obama, the image of Michelle Obama, be a picture of our beautiful Michelle, is all over social media saying that since she's not going to the inauguration, I won't be going too. And I'd like that to spread as absolutely far on every social media platform, because I will be in an inauguration blackout, and I hope hundreds of millions of us say the same thing. And posting an image of beautiful Michelle is always a good thing.
Yeah. And by the way, there was not a peaceful transmission of power last time. And Trump he was the president, and he didn't go to Biden's inauguration. So please, she's a former first lady.
Yeah.
She has no obligation, particularly for someone that's told like racist lies about her family. Sorry, go ahead.
She can do whatever she darn well pleases.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Did you know there are four words no Republican has ever uttered?
What?
Do you know what they are?
What?
No.
How can we help?
Thank you.
Good point.
Thank you. Yeah.
They never do.
Not
all
one of them.
All they want to do is blame, deny, demean, switch the subject, and deflect. It's pathetic.
Yeah, it is. Did Nancy Mace challenge Jasmine Crockett to
she
a
did.
Fight?
Yeah, to a duel.
She said, I'm no child.
Oh, I would pay cash money for that. Okay, 58 minutes.
No rings, no earrings.
No shoes, no earrings.
No shoes, yeah. No rings.
Dana Goldberg next.
a new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
We have a beautiful couple of days of weather coming up. That isn't going to last. Brittany Merlot, Civic Media meteorologist, will be here to break it all down. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
Woot, woot.
And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says last-minute dispute with Hamas is keeping his government from approving the new Middle East ceasefire agreement that was agreed upon on Wednesday. The American Cancer Society says fewer Americans are dying of cancer.
We see a 34% decrease in cancer mortality since the high water mark of 1991. That's over 4.5 million cancer deaths averted, largely due to decreased smoking, reduced tobacco use, early detection, and also some new drugs. You know, we see much better outcomes in melanoma and some kind of lung cancers.
American Cancer Society Chief Scientific Officer Dr. William Dayhut says that is encouraging. However, its annual report shows that more women under the age of 65 are being diagnosed with cancer now than in the past. Time's running out for TikTok. The app's Chinese-based owner had until Sunday to sell it and its algorithm, but it did not. That means it could go dark as of Sunday. This is ABC News.